Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today? If everything goes well, I'm operating three computers simultaneously to pull this off. So if everything goes well today, it should go off without a hitch, but I should be able to see your questions via the chat on a third computer. We're recording this for our podcast. Thank you, Carmen. We're recording this for our podcast that we'll put on the homepage for everybody. We're also recording the video stream of it. So we've got two things going here, and we've got the chat going. If I miss your question via the chat, I won't be able to type and reply, but I will be able to answer live. So if I miss a question, then just keep asking. It's not that I'm doing it on purpose. During the day, we've got shipping going on, so we don't have as many people manning the chat, manning the computers as we usually do. All right, now, how did this entire thing start here? We're calling it Awakening for Jesus. You know, I think what's cool about this program is that we never started it as a weight loss wellness business. That was not the intent of it. I kind of happened upon it. Some people would call it luck. Some people would call it, I don't know what they call it. There's folks that's never heard of what we do here at Shibboleth, formerly Thrive, formerly Philadelphia Fit. And they think we've taken it from something or someone they've seen on TV. Not true. You won't find an original food combining program that predates this one. There is not one. And I believe that the Lord used this information to heal me, to heal my physical life, and then over time to help me even transform on the inside. And it's been so rewarding, so successful for me. God has taken the information and blessed a lot of other people with this information. There's people doing this program and calling it something else that's never heard of this program. And I think that was the Lord's intent when I look at it and look back at it, to take this package of material, if you will, this organization of material, and then put it out there to help people heal their physical bodies, to heal their lives, to have more self-confidence, more self-esteem. I won't bore you with all the details. I am saying that I think it's cool because I'm on this journey with you. I'm on this journey with you. And because of that, I'm always trying to learn and grow and find things that work, but still within the components that we teach. Obviously, I'm biased about the components that we teach, so whatever we're doing, it's got to fit up under that umbrella of components that work, or it's hard for me to get into it. I was looking at Audible. I listen to a lot of books on tape. I was listening to Audible, or looking at Audible before this class, and there's like 1,400 books written on weight loss, and well, just there. And they're all different. And I've noticed and watched people just hop around program, 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 program. And it never benefits them. It never benefited me. It's not going to benefit you. What we need is a lifestyle that we can live with. We don't need the day-to-day. We need a lifestyle that we can live with forever. And I think Shibboleth is that for me. I know Shibboleth's that for me. I think that it's probably that for a lot of other people. Bear with me just a sec. Got to do some tuning. So as we get into this today, I don't want those folks that are happily and successfully living the Shibboleth lifestyle to stop what they're doing and do something like what we're going to do here. This is not new to me. This is something I do. I do what we're going to talk about today from time to time because my soul needs it. And when I'm doing it, I'm so real time. I mean, we're all interacting every single day together. and it's hard for me to hide what I'm doing. You know, it's kind of, some folks are in a different phase of their Shibboleth program. Some have different goals than I have at this time in my life. And I've been doing it so long now, sometimes my goal is a little different than 80% of the people out there trying to do this. It's just getting started. And I'm mindful of that every day. So I try not to talk about everything that I'm doing and playing with, because it might throw somebody off their game that's doing really well starting the foundational parts of Shibboleth. But it was time for me to declare a fast. I needed to declare a fast. And I thought, you know, based upon the emails, the messages, all these things that I'm seeing and getting, and the mentors tell me they're seeing and getting, I think a lot of people need to get familiar, if they're not familiar, with declaring a fast. We have a spiritual problem. We do. There are days that I feel like that guy from The Green Mile. You know what I'm talking about? Have anybody ever seen The Green Mile? Where that the big African-American guy, the big guy, big black guy, I love the movie. He's a sweetheart of a guy. He had these supernatural powers. I don't. I'm not saying that. Okay. But, I mean, never mind. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, he'd suck in all the bad stuff, all the disease out of people, and then he'd let it out like it looked like flies or something, best I can remember. We've got to stop doing that to one another. I wake up in the morning after I go to bed late, and folks are just so discouraged, so defeated, so cast down, so perplexed, so much in despair. It breaks my heart. I really feel like I'm an empathetic person. And I just take all of it on, and I want to help so bad, but I don't know how. I get up this morning, my phone, I'm not going to show anybody's name or anything, but my phone is full. Private messages through Facebook, text messages, emails, and it's not good. I'm discouraged. I had one, this is a lot to put on someone. I had one say, I'm thinking about committing suicide. I don't know what to tell the person. Look, I don't believe they are, because every time I see them, they've got their hair done. They're wearing makeup. They care about themselves. I'm not making light of it. It just drives you crazy. We have a spiritual problem. We have a spiritual problem. People ask, what should we be eating? What should we eat that would allow us to lose the most weight the fastest? How can we lose the most weight and the most and it come off fast, really fast? What should we be eating? Take your pick. It's not going to help you until you get your mind right, until you get your heart right. We've got to get the mind and the heart right, or nothing else is going to fall into place. I'd be wasting your time, and I don't ever feel like you're wasting my time. I want to be a help to you, but I would be wasting my time if I'm giving you everything I got, however small that is. I'm giving you everything I got, and a day later, we got to start all over again. You're never going to feel like doing this. Get that through your head. Can I be Jack today? Get it through your head. You're never, ever going to get up and say, yeah, let me diet. Woo! It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. I led my life that way. I would be so fired up for a day or two. There's going to be days you don't feel like doing it. And if you quit on those days, forget it. I mean this with all the compassion in the world. If this is you and you're not ready and willing to change, then it would be better to choose to get up. You're okay. You wake up. You're overweight. Okay, you're overweight. Let me give you some new success principles. I've been there. I feel qualified to talk to you and to help you, or make you mad, or run whatever it's gonna. we got to do something. We have got to do something today to help some people. And I don't think patronizing is going to help. You get up, you look in the mirror. If that's your trigger for feeling bad the rest of the day because you're overweight and you're not willing to do anything about it, stop looking in the mirror. If your clothes are snug, go buy bigger clothes. Be a happy, overweight person. That would be the first thing that I would want to tell you today. Because you're wasting your life. You are wasting your life. Can anybody hear me? Am I preaching to the choir? Can anybody hear me, or are you getting upset? You're wasting your life. If you're going to get up every day and be miserable, you're just waiting. You know you're not. You have the power to fix this. This mouth. This is the orifice under the nose. You control it. For anybody to say in this country that has, and everybody here doesn't, you would have more reason to find something to be sad about. But most everybody listening, your children are alive and well. If you have children, you woke up and breathed in the breath of life today. You have food in the pantry. You have food in the fridge. You, my friend, are a blessed person. You have clothing. You have a warm place to stay or a cool one when it's hot. You've got it made. You've got a job. You make income. If you don't, you can get a job. There's plenty of, you may not be the job you want, but there's plenty of places hiring. You are a blessed person. And I think when I do it or you do it, three fingers pointing back. When you do it or when I do it, it's got to be, if we could personify God, you can't, he's bigger than that, but if we could, it's a slap in God's face. We are a blessed people. I mean, if we can't get up and go, "Woo, I got it made," there's something wrong. Look around. We got a friend in the Ukraine that he's dying to come here because they don't have what we have here. You've got it made. Now, you get up and you choose to feed the orifice under your nose when you're already overweight and don't need it. You eat and you eat and you eat and you eat. And then you get up the next day and you try to talk yourself into doing this or something, or you don't, but you're unhappy with your appearance. You're unhappy. You feel miserable. You feel bloated. And guess what happens? You try to start a diet. And then there comes an opportunity for you to smell a chimichanga, eat the chimichanga, bathe yourself in cheese dip, and you do it. You do it again. You did it to yourself. You're making the decision to do that. So if you're going to keep making the decision to eat when you don't need to eat, whatever, whenever you want, because it ain't fair if you don't get to, then become a happy person with your overweight self. I got a feeling that even if some lost weight, they still would not choose happiness when they reach their goal. It is a bad habit. You are in a bad habit, just like I was. Everything was negative, 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 negative. You've got to snap out of it. I get that you've got stuff to be discouraged about. I get that you've got things to be disheartened about. I get it. I get that's a part of your life. You've got to learn to deal with it. You're going to have to learn to be happy despite it, or you're going to die and your whole life was going to be spent being miserable and unhappy. Life is as a vapor. It's here today, gone tomorrow. Do something with it. You're losing time. You're losing your life, friend. You're losing your life all because you won't break up, take your brain like a vinyl record, and scratch it up because your stylus is playing the same tune every day. You need to scratch the heck out of that record you keep playing. And when you recognize that you're about to play it again, stop. Decide to be a happy. Here's the first thing I want you to do today. Make a decision to be a happy overweight person or make a decision to be a happy, lean person? Let's start with that. That'll help, I'm telling you. You got it made. You've got it made. Let me read some comments. Blessed beyond understanding or merit. Amen. Blessed beyond what we deserve. Amen. Nobody's going to make the decision to do the right thing until they're completely ready. Amen. I needed this message so much today, not just for weight loss, but for my happiness, my life. Amen. We need happiness. Happy, happy, happy. There are days you're not going to feel it. I'm not saying that you need to become a fake person. I'm saying when you're not feeling it, project it anyway. Project it. It's, Scooby-Doo teaches it. Scooby-Doo has one of the best personal development things out there. Dooby-dooby-doo! You will be what you do, and you will do what you be. I mean, it's that simple. If you're a happy person, you'll operate differently. If you're not a happy person and you operate as though you're happy, you'll become a happy person. Same thing for becoming a lean person. If you're 300 pounds and you gotta keep eating like a 300-pound person, you're always going to be a 300-pound person. If you're a 300-pound person and you eat like a 250-pound person, you will become a 250-pound person. If you're 300 and you want to become 200, that was me, you become a 200-pound person. I become a 200-pound person. Now I want to become more, so I've got to behave like it. It means getting up at 4:30, and it means exercising. It means lifting. You will become, over time, what you do over and over and over. Let me be honest with you, because I love you, and they won't be honest with you. Your friends, your family that aren't living in misery, those that are happy people, generally speaking, they're sick of you. They're sick and tired of green miling you. They're sick and tired of breathing in your toxicity. They're sick and tired of it. And then having, when you go away, to expel it. You know how they do it? They talk about you. God, she's unhappy. I just wish you would. Stop. You got it made. You have to change. The Bible teaches us about change. It teaches us about an experience of grace. We say, once saved, always saved. Hey, I don't know who's listening, but we're having come to Jesus this morning. Is this all right? Is this all right to have a come to Jesus this morning? Having a come to Jesus. We need to have a come to Jesus. The Bible says that we have one baptism, right? One salvation. I come from the church. Once saved, always saved. Once saved, always saved. But I want to tell you something. I was saved before I got saved. Yep. That's right. Whether you have it or not, I didn't know it. God saved the world. I was saved. I just need to acknowledge it and believe before my little name got blotted out of the book of life, right? But he knew I was going to believe before I believed. And then I had that day that I can reflect back on, the day I can reflect back on, that was Jacksonville State University on the quad out in front of the Jack Hopper Dining Hall or whatever it was called, on my knees. When I was going through stuff, sitting there drinking, getting drunk, pouting, bitter, all those kind of things. People talk about me lying, trying to cover up my sin and my faults. I thought, I don't even know the Lord. I was acting like it. But you know what happened? I could reflect back to that fateful evening, Sunday night, that I got back to Jacksonville State University, and I had an experience of grace. Now, that wasn't the end for me. I continue to have these experiences with the Lord. Are you still having them? If not, why not? He's the only help that you have. If you need to lose weight, you're going to need the Lord. You're going to have faith. Your faith can't be in even the foods that we talk about today. A sister that's watching right now, she asked me this morning, I'm not trying to offend you, I won't call your name, you know who you are, what about chicken? And you ain't the only one. What about chicken? Could I do chicken instead? Could I do this instead? Could I do that instead? Could I do this? It don't matter. Whatever. Do whatever it is. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go on a diet called the Word. the word. You need to eat the word. Eat it. Not like your preacher tells you to eat it. Not like you need to get it for yourself. There was some virgins over there in the Bible. There was some wise ones and some foolish ones. The foolish ones went to the wise ones and said, give us some of your oil. I can't give you what I got. You got to want it. I wanted it. I scratched for it. I clawed for it. I prayed for it. I got it through failure, through experience. You have to get it that way too. You've got to get the oil just like the wise ones got it. Nobody can give it to you. Stop blaming everybody else for your lack of effort. I'm not telling you the girl. I'm just making a point. I've been there. I've been there. And the only thing that helped me was plain talk, because plain talk is easily understood. You can do this, but you've got to make a decision to do it. I believe in you, but do you believe in yourself? Get this weight off and move on with life. This doesn't have to be a forever thing, folks. It doesn't have to be a forever thing. You won't have to deal with this forever if you'll just come go with me. I made a post yesterday. I want you to listen. I put you together a PowerPoint. I have a question for you, I asked. We all know that we cannot lose 100 pounds overnight. Can't do it. We all understand that losing weight too fast can be unhealthy unless you keep the weight off after you lose it. Let me say this. I want to clear this up. Losing weight fast is more healthy than losing weight slow. I said it. I'm going to stop. You know, I do like one thing in our political landscape. I'm sick and tired of this political correct business. Let me just tell you, just because every other person out there that's validated with some credentials says losing weight fast is very dangerous. Baloney. You need to lose it fast. Just like an alcoholic needs to get rid of the alcohol. Teetotal. They don't tell an alcoholic, hey, you need to come off the booze slow. You need to come off the crack slow. You need to come off the heroin slow. They don't tell you that, do they? They don't. Did God tell Saul, we're not going to have a quick conversion. You need to make small changes and real slow and over time. Oh, am I preaching? You going to believe what the world says? You going to believe what the word says? It was a Saul to Paul conversion. The scales fell from his eyes and it was on. He was a changed man. You need a resurrection and it happens like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come on now, y'all get fired up. Y'all get fired up. Why can't you get fired up? There may be people watching don't like me. It's okay. It's all right. You don't got to like me. You're supposed to love me. You ain't got to like me. I ain't got to like you. I got to love you. But you have to now take what I'm telling you and decide what you're going to do with it. Fast weight loss is the only kind of weight loss I want. I want my life back. I made a decision, right? Now, where fast weight loss becomes unhealthy. Now, hear me out. Here's how it becomes very unhealthy. Am I foaming at the mouth yet? I like it when it gets like that. It becomes unhealthy when, as you're losing that fat fast, I mean, gastric bypass people, they lose it fast, right? Okay. And they're medically guided by a doctor with credentials. So you're losing it fast. The problem is that you're not only losing fat, you're losing lean and living tissue. So you're losing heart muscle mass and strength. Okay. But your body weight's coming down too. So your heart isn't having to work as hard, even though it's getting a little weak. But what happens is people can't sustain fast weight loss, and then they gain all the weight back. Once they lose the weight fast, then they go back to old patterns, eating what they want to eat without a proper lifestyle, without proper purpose, with reason, and then they gain all the weight back. Now that little heart is weaker and carrying around a greater load, and you yo-yo diet. That's dangerous. But if a person ever decides, I'm going to do this and I'm never going back, I'm never, ever going back. Hey, it's on. Get that weight off. Get it off fast. Somebody said, yeah, I seen a comment. Don't know the name. Okay, I read stuff, can't recall, so I'm not trying to offend. Somebody said, yeah, but I lose the weight. Now I just put it all back on. Well, then you don't need to do this or anything else. You need to be a happy, overweight person. You need to be happy and overweight. Because anything you do and you stop doing it, you gain the weight back. Now with this, your first 10 pounds that you lose, if you stop and go to Shiboleth, listen carefully. If you stop eating the same food every day that we're going to talk about, if you stop and go back to regular Shiboleth, you're going to put back on 7-8 of those pounds. That person was right, because you're carrying around that much fluid. You're carrying around that much glucose. And when you go back to Shiboleth, you're eating more variety and you're not putting on fat, but you'll put back on that fluid. But if you lose 20 and you go back to regular Shiboleth, then you'll end up with a net loss of 10 or 12, which is good, a fat. You lose 30, you'll end up with a net loss of about 20. You lose 40, about 30. You lose 50, about 40. Does that make sense? I want to hear somebody say that makes sense. Does that make sense? You won't gain, the more you lose, you're always... I tell people, when you get to your goal weight, my happy weight for me would probably be 195 if I was working out, 185 if I'm not working out. But if I'm working out 195 pounds, hey, if it makes sense, y'all help me when people say that on Facebook to explain it to them. It's hard to get around everybody that makes that comment. But if I want to remain at 195, I better get down to 190. About 5 pounds under my happy weight will have me right where I need to be when I go back to some normalcy. And I don't mean my old bad eating habits. All right, good. I think we're doing good this morning. All right, so I went on, I said, we all get that as you approach within 10 to 15 pounds of your goal, it's going to slow down. If you're only 10 to 15 pounds overweight, you do what we talk about today, you're going to lose a half a pound a day, okay? 15 pounds in 15 days, 30 pounds in 30 days, 100 pounds in 100. You know that all that's easy. It's easy. It's not easy in here, but physiologically, that's easy. That's easy. You weigh 130 pounds too much. 100 pounds in 100 days is nothing. Oh, I know everybody would disagree, but they're all wrong. They're all wrong. They're all wrong. I'm right. I know I'm right. You can, but it gets hard in here because we start watching what everybody else is doing. Our old bad habits start calling us back to the past. All kind of things are against you. It takes quite a man or a woman to put on their big boy, big girl britches and fix something. It takes a heck of a man. It takes a heck of a woman. If you want to be a heck of a man or a heck of a woman, then put some war paint on and get it done. Why are you playing around with this thing? You got life out there to live. You've got roller coasters to ride. You got planes to jump out of. Well, I'm talking about stuff that I finally got to do. You've got love to make. You've got some wonder. You got a beast that you get. You're gonna get to go on and take your shirt off and feel the cool breeze on your skin. Feel comfortable in your own skin. What are you waiting on? You're selling all of that out, all for some poisonous, refined garbage. People say this is too expensive. I'm a nice guy, but every once in a while it drives me mad. What we're gonna talk about today, $3 a meal. It's just excuses. It's all excuses. The devil. It is the devil's influence in and upon our lives. We're listening to garbage. Stop listening to that liar that's preventing you from being successful. Look, I've got a plan. I'm going to start outlining the plan for you, okay? I'm going to try not to be so preachy. It's hard. It's really hard. Okay, let me pull it up. I mean, goodness gracious, we discourage one another. Let me get this PowerPoint up. We need to be encouraging each other. You know, they have a saying in the church, and a lot of people take it as arrogance, but it's not. It's in the Bible. And you can't be unrighteous and stand in the congregation of the righteous. You will have to get right or get out. It works that way in life, all of the time, every day, in every way. Successful-minded people will try to help you. I've been on both sides of this. They will try to help you, but when they see they can't help you, they're done with you. And you will remain surrounded by the very leeches, naysayers, backstabbers, backbiters that you've always been around. When successful people come into your life and try to help you, I lost many of them from my life because they tried to help me and I wouldn't listen. Now, when a successful person comes into my life, that's a relationship that I try to honor because I want to go where they're going. You need to do the same thing. Quit hanging around, backstabbing, backbiting, naysaying, depressed, discouraged people in despair because it will affect you. That's why I'm calling a fast for me. It has begun to affect me. All right, here we go. Let me get this PowerPoint up. Let me make sure that y'all can see this. How do I need to do this? I think I need to do it. Let's try it. Here we go. I'm going to see if y'all can see it. Bear with me as I do some quick stuff here to our PowerPoint. All right. I think it's about to transition. Let's get started here. I think everybody can see it. If somebody can't see it, please chime in. Huh, it's not changing yet. All right, I'm going to try to go anyway. If the PowerPoint's not taking up your full screen, then just kind of zero in here where I'm at. First of all, in this, some of you will look at it as a challenge. Some of you will look at this as a fast. You'll have to determine if this is something you're doing for physical reasons or if this is something that you're doing for spiritual reasons or perhaps both. We all come from different backgrounds of faith, have different leanings. You'll have to glean from this revelations that God has given you or not, or however that works. I realize there's people here more spiritually advanced than me, people that have had different experiences than I. I'm just telling you what I do and what works for me when we need to declare a fast. All right. I said in that post there was no cash reward for this. I mean, I said there was going to be... let me back up. I'm sorry. I'm getting off track. Let me get a drink of water. In the Facebook post, I said, I was trying to figure out what would motivate you. Is it the weight loss? Is it rewards? Because so many people are hurting and I want to help. And people tell me all the time that cash rewards, that's what does it. We don't have any cash. We can recognize, we can do various things to make you feel good and acknowledge your success, and we're going to do that with this as well, but we've decided there's no cash reward for this. So whoever our last person is standing, they're going to get a lot of love, a lot of recognition, maybe a t-shirt, no cash reward. You're doing this for something far greater. You're doing this for a treasure that the thief cannot break in and steal. You're doing this for a treasure that moth and rust cannot corrupt. You're doing this for the treasure that is reserved for you in heaven. And I want to say, for me, heaven is above, heaven is in my heart. So I've developed treasures that nobody can take away from me because of the experiences I've had where I've been determined and I've submitted my will to His will. And I want you to experience that. And you probably have in your life. It just may be time for you to get reacquainted with that. You need to consult your physician. I'm not a doctor. I don't treat. I don't cure. I don't diagnose. I don't prescribe. I am not responsible for your physical well-being. I feel responsible, but I am not responsible. You need to consult your physician, your dietitian. I don't know you. I don't know your situation. If a physician tells you to do something, that trumps anything I'm telling you. There's only one person that trumps your medical physician. That is the great physician. What he tells you to do, do. And it'll be in order. Just make sure it's him that's telling you to do it. Thank you so much. I needed that. I needed that. My doctor told me to listen to Travis. I appreciate that. Assessment. You need to do an assessment and take your before pictures and before measurements. I'm doing that again. I think you should do that again. Before pictures are fantastic because you'll think you're not making progress and then see an after picture if you give it enough time and you'll go, wow. Even better, the measurements. But you need to do an assessment. See how much weight that assessment says that you need to lose. Do an accurate measurement, weigh in, look at the excess fat that's on your body and say, I'm attacking it. I'm attacking it and it's gone. In Jesus' name. This is an awakening for Jesus. That's what I'm doing. You can call it something else. People that aren't foolish and are wise, they can call it whatever you want to call it. Sometimes I'll say it's an awakening for Jesus and I'll get an email that says, well, what about us that don't believe in Jesus? We just think he's a prophet or whatever. Y'all think I get this stuff. I mean, I'm going to digress a minute. She may even be listening, and I'm sorry if she is. Someone's friend said, I'm having a full moon party. That makes me a witch. I'm not a witch, a full moon. I'm trying to have fun. We talk about Jesus. The devil can't declare that Jesus is God. So how can I be a devil? I mean, it is absolutely crazy. If you don't believe in Jesus, why don't you do a screenshot of that little thing there and scratch out the word Jesus and put whatever you want there. That'll be you doing it, and that will be on your hands. But for me, I believe in Jesus. I'm going that way. I'm going to declare that Jesus is God and beside him there's no other. If you want to declare that Buddha is God, that's between you and Buddha. I'm declaring, I believe in Jesus. Okay. Determine your reason and purpose for doing this. Without a reason, without a purpose, if you would hold that question to the end about the extra skin, somebody else might be able to help you. But if y'all hold like questions that are about those types of things, I promise I'll get to them at the end. If y'all would keep questions to about each slide right here, it will help me. And then at the end, I'll take off topic questions. Determine your reason and purpose for doing this. For me, I'm going to make some specific prayer requests. I need some things in my life to change. So why would I do something like this? What would be the reason? What would be the purpose? Do I just feel like doing it? No, the Word says to do it. Matthew 17, 19 through 21. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, away from everybody, because they didn't want to relinquish their power in front of the people. That's the way we are. They come to him away from everybody. Why could we not cast the devil out? Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. I'm dealing with my own unbelief right now in some areas of my life. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. In other words, Jesus was saying, if you had faith, you could do it, but your faith is weak. So how do we strengthen our faith? Only by prayer and fasting. That he tells us what to do. He has to get as frustrated with me as I do someone that I've been trying to help change for a year that refuses to change. Because when my faith gets weak, how do I strengthen it? It's very simple. I read the Word. That's how faith comes. And then I exercise what I've read in the Word. And here's one way you exercise it. You pray and you fast. Fast from the things that's got a hold on you. Here he's talking about fasting from food. Pray and fast. Does a fast necessarily mean you eat nothing? No, not at all. I'm going to eat no pleasant food and make my petitions made unto God. You may change your fast. I'm going to tell you, I'm declaring this fast. I'm declaring it. I'm making a decision. I'm making a declaration. I'm going to declare it, and I'm going to honor God and stick to it. Doing it unto God. I want to increase my faith. I want to see revelations. There's things in my life that I want to see that I need. They're between me and God. Yours will be between you and God, or if you choose to publicize them, you publicize them. That's on you and between you and God. I'm not trying to change your perspective. I'm trying to tell you what I'm going to do. And those of you that want to adopt what I'm going to do, I think in your heart, if you do it not for Travis or yourself, but for God, I think he'll bless you. And it doesn't mean that you go out eating anything. Daniel said, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He declared a type of fast. He didn't go without eating anything. He wasn't Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. Jesus went 40 days without eating anything. Daniel didn't. He just ate no pleasant bread. He stayed away from meat, from things he enjoyed, from wine. Another way that you can look at this. Here's the one I'm declaring, and I'll take questions on this if you're looking for some modifications. I'm going to eat 2 to 3 meals each day. I can tell you now it's going to be 2 meals. Okay, I'm not going to eat anything after sunset. Preferably, I won't eat after 4 p.m. I'm going to eat my next meal upon waking the next day. In other words, I'm not going to eat anything until I wake up. So if I woke, it's not going to happen, but if I woke up at 2 a.m., then I could eat technically my first meal if I wanted to. So that's just technically sweet. When is the next day? Why 2 a.m.? This is a physiological thing for me. From 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is the best recovery and sleep your body gets. So I don't want to be eating anything. I want to make sure I'm fasting when my body's in recovery and restoration mode. Do it happily. There's a tendency when we're dieting or fasting to put on a frowny face, a sad face, and want everybody to acknowledge that we're doing something great and that we're suffering, that we're sacrificing. That's not how to be blessed. How to be blessed is when you have no energy going, woohoo! Matthew 6:16 says, moreover, when you fast, don't be like a hypocrite. Don't put on a sad face. They disfigure their faces and pout that they may appear to be fasting to men. In other words, suffering. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Their reward is, oh, Travis, man, I'm so proud of you. You're suffering, doing this for God or whatever. You're looking good. That's your reward. I don't want that reward. I want heavenly reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. You're going to transform. You're going to transform. Put on a happy face in knowing that God is going to transform your body, your heart, your life, your experience level, your determination, your self-discipline, your ambition, the people that are in your life. Snap out of it, sugar britches. All right, what am I going to eat? And I'm giving you some options that I jockeyed with. And then I'll tell you what to do if you don't like any of these options. Here's what I'm doing. For two meals a day, three if I must, before the cutoff time, I'm going to have a hemp. You can pick one of these four for week one. I'm going to have hemp salad, hemp, but why am I picking hemp? I love hemp hearts, hemp flakes, every once in a while. But to me, they're unpleasant. They're not something I want to, I'm not just dying to have a hemp bar. You know, I'm picking that out because for my daily routine, I need energy. I need a bowel movement. I need to preserve muscle. And hemp does that for me. It's not because I'm like, just, I love, somebody said, well, if we could do a grilled cheese sandwich, I'd do it. That'll be great. You can do that. If you do it long enough to be successful, you'll get tired of it anyway, and it'll be unpleasant to you. But I'm going to eat to preserve and to energize, not for entitlement or entertainment. So for my first week, it's a hemp salad, a hemp bar, hemp shake, a hemp dessert. I may have high protein hot chocolate with it if I need the extra protein. I'm going to get so sick of doing it, it's not pleasant, but it will sustain me and it's healthy. So my day would look like at 8 a.m. I have 1/3 of a hemp bar. At 4 p.m. I have another 1/3 of a hemp bar. Then I'm done, except for freebies that I'll go over. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to see how many days in a row I can go. I'm going to do it as many days in a row as I can go. Without stopping. I will definitely make it 7 days because I'm declaring a fast. I'm not doing it for me or I couldn't make it 7 days. I'm doing it for my Lord and Savior, unto my Lord and Savior, so that He might fill me. He can only fill me if I grow weak. He can only grow strong if Travis grows weak and has to rely on Him to get through my day. So I'm choosing that one. I will take my vitamin. I'm not trying to make myself sick here. I will take my vitamin. I will drink beverages. Number two, an egg white omelet or two eggs. I toyed with that one. I've chosen the hemp. I would enjoy doing the eggs more, but they're not going to be as complete for me as the hemp. Egg white omelet or two eggs with hemp flakes. An egg white omelet would be spinach, salt, pepper, bell peppers, asparagus tips, as many days as you can do it, 2 to 3 meals. You could do shakes. You could do shakes. You could do any approved shake for 3 meals. You could do, I know that I probably shouldn't have put this one because only I would eat this for breakfast, but pintos and miracle rice or just pintos. A cup of pintos, cup and a half pintos, 2 to 3 meals a day. Every single day. Okay, if you're doing it as a challenge, do it with full disclosure. You know, share with people, hey, I did it 3 days, and here's what happened. Here's what God did for me. I did it 7. I did it 40 days. Here's what God did for me. All right, next one. Joel 1:14 says, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly. Isn't that what we're doing here? Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly. This isn't a gathering to celebrate. This is a gathering. We're saying we all need help here, okay? We all need the Lord right now. It's a solemn assembly, serious matter. Gather the elders and all of the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord, your God, and cry unto the Lord. See, we're all gathered here, two to three of us. The Bible says where two or three of us are gathered in his name, he'll be in the midst. This is an assembly. We are gathered into the house of God now. We're calling a solemn assembly. We're declaring a fast to fix our infirmities. We're going to cry unto the Lord. Physiologically speaking, you don't have to do these timing modes, but these are the best intermittent timing models. Eating at 6 and 4, 12 and 4, 8 and 4, or 6 and 6. I would suggest for physiological reasons you pick one of these timing modes. You don't have to, but I suggest you do. Based upon your work schedule and your life, pick one of those timing models. Social engagements. What are we going to do? I'm going to be in a social engagement. If you've really called a solemn assembly and declared a fast, here's what you do. Salad, veggies, and zero-calorie dressing. No meat, no hemp, nothing. Eat lettuce, do what Daniel would do. Eat pulse, fibrous vegetables with approved dressing. That's it. You're in a social gathering and you feel uncomfortable turning down a glass of wine because of a work setting, 4 to 8 ounces of wine. In fact, the Bible says, now sip on it, because if you have more than that, you'll have to determine if you, with your Lord, if you've continued in your fast. It may be best for most to teetotal there. I'm going to tell you something that has worked for me lately. But first, I want to tell you, the Bible says many things about wine, both pro and con, but it says, drink no longer only water for your often infirmities, but a little wine. It'll certainly make your heart a little more glad in the evening instead of you putting on a pouty face because you're not eating. Now, here's something you can do that if you're at home, if you like to have wine at home, this has helped me lately overcome my reliance on wine. I've been having Ocean Spray Diet with apple cider vinegar. So a fermented product with Ocean Spray Diet, to me, it has a wine twang, and I'm getting by with no calories and having something that helps me burn fat. So just a thought for you. I put it in a wine glass. I think my wife has thought, you know, sometimes when I'm doing that, I'm having wine, and I'm not. I'm having Ocean Spray Diet and apple cider vinegar. Not that I'm against wine or won't have wine. I'm saying that has helped me. Just an idea for you. Better not to have it at all. This is if you're in a situation, you feel awkward, uncomfortable, people are pressing you about why you're doing that, just say, I don't feel well. I've been known to do that. I'm just not feeling well. I can't handle anything heavy right now on my stomach. You don't have to say, well, I'm trying to lose a pound today, or I'm trying to fast for unto the Lord. You don't have to do that. You can just say, I'm not feeling my best. It's okay. Freebies. All right. Now, I want to talk about this a minute. I think it's best not to do that. Some of you are working out, though. Some of you expend a lot of energy. I don't want you getting sick, and none of the stuff I have up here is pleasant. I don't mean it doesn't taste good. I mean, it's not something you're just, oh, I gotta have some of that. You're not doing that. So I don't think it's something that's going, I know it will continue to support your weight loss effort, but I think, too, it's still good for a fast. But I want to explain how to do it with the stuff that I do versus the grocery store. Let me give you examples of things I will do if I really feel depleted, unwell, and sick in the evening. I talked to Sasha last night. I'm going to go to my picture here for a minute. I want to talk to you about this a little bit. I talked to Sasha last night. I said, would you be uncomfortable if I had communion in the evenings? And I'll get to that and why I'm going to do that, and it may be an option for you. You may have never thought about it. But in the evenings where I'm really feeling weak and undone, I think I'm going to engage in communion. There's times when you're fasting. I've done it before. I've fasted before. And there are days you really just feel physically weak and tired and mentally down. And I have found that communion helps me. It uplifts me. It gets me back focused. So I'll talk about that in a moment. Of course, my wife said, would love, that would be make me happy for you to have communion. But anyway, go back to these freebies. All right, there's chicken. This is a freebie soup, Advanced Health Systems Chicken Bouillon. I have this because it's got 5 grams of fiber. I'm going to put Miracle Rice in it. There's no calories to speak of. So this is something I will do. If you don't want this, because I know a lot of you, the devil's told you you can't afford to do it. If that's the case, and it may not be the case, you may not like this, get you some fat-free chicken bouillon, make you a broth, and put some Miracle Rice in it, and just have that. And it won't throw you off at all, okay? So that's something you can do if you're really suffering. We don't want you to suffer, and neither does the Lord. I will do something like this, Italian tomato soup. This has got 15 grams of protein. It's nothing in here going to hurt me. It's low-cal, 15 grams of protein. So if I just got through doing CrossFit and I feel weak and I'm shaking, I'll do something like this rather than waste my meal because I'm going to need it later at 4 p.m. So I may do something like this. I go 2-3 mornings a week to jiu-jitsu. I get out of there while I'm fasting. I might be shaking. I might be really weak. I'll come do something like this. What about you? Just get you some tomato soup. Just straight tomato soup. Sip on some tomato soup in the evening. That'll help you. I'm doing the protein kind because I'll get more weight loss. But you can do a regular tomato soup. The high protein drinks. The lemonade drinks. I'll be eating so much Jell-O it'll make your head spin, but I like the ones with protein in it. You could do sugar-free Jell-O. I'm going to do the high-protein Jell-O. Chicken noodle soup. You need to make your own with fat-free chicken broth and then put in Miracle Noodles or something or shiitake mushroom noodles. I'm going to do chicken noodle soup. So in other words, that might look like this on a hemp day. I have 1/4 of a hemp bar for breakfast. I have 1/3 of a hemp bar for breakfast, 1/3 of a hemp bar at 4 p.m. and I'm done. And now it's 8 p.m. and I'm shaking. I'll go have a bowl of chicken noodle soup. Does that make sense? I want to make sure that makes sense to everybody. But if I have something else, I would declare my fast is over. I stop my fast. I wouldn't say I'm a failure. If I make it 2 days, I'll say I stopped my fast on the third day. If I make it 40, I'll say I stopped it on day 40. But what it means to me is I've done my best and I've honored God with what I declared beforehand. You can't get into the fast like we do the challenges. We always are modifying stuff. You can't get into a fast that you declared when it gets tough and change it. So you declare it beforehand. Does that make sense? You declare it because if you get into it and you say, well, I think I'm going to add this, then you didn't stick to no plan. That's like shooting pool. Somebody shoots pool, hits a luck shot. In pool, when you're really playing pool, you call your shot. It ain't luck. What you're doing here, you're calling the shot. You're saying, here's what I've decided to do, and even if the going gets tough and rough, I'm going to do it. That's the difference. Okay. So that's what I've declared for myself. Week one, 7 days, hemp. If I have to, I'll do this. And before I do this, I'll have communion with the Lord. Taking communion. Why would I suggest something like that? Says, for I have received the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. I didn't put the slide up. Let me put the slide up. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Now, what that does for me is get me focused on my real purpose and my real why. And he says, as oft as you do it in remembrance of me. So I'm going to do it often so that I can get through this declared fast. It may be something that will bless you if you've never done it in your home. If you've only done it in the church, maybe it's time you consider having a more intimate relationship with Jesus also. And I do realize now that you didn't see some of those slides because I was up on the screen. So I'll go back in a minute. We're almost done, by the way. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. How you going to eat a bunch of Cheetos when you overweight if you just had communion? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. If you're a believer, how you going to keep abusing your body if you take the time before? They'll tell you, get you some glucomannan. Get you some glucomannan for appetite control. That's what they tell you. It'll expand in your stomach. That's what I tell you. Take an appetite suppressant. That's what I tell you. But now, you know, now things done got real. Things done got serious. People's lives are on the line. You know what appetite control is? Appetite control is before you engage in that cheat meal, take communion. See what that does for you. If that ain't power, I don't know what power is, friends. Let me go back to a slide for you. Here was that slide I don't think y'all seen. We talked social engagements, freebies. That's right, Renee. That's right, Renee. Exactly, Renee. Very good. Very good. The only thing that you should be doing unless a situation arises where you should have the salad or the protein supplements or your grocery store replacement for the protein supplements should be, you've got to do it. You just physically, you have to do it. But you don't turn to something else. You turn to something that's not pleasant. You've declared this. This is what you do because you declared it. Amen. I hope we all are helping each other get closer to God. Whoops. Boy, the power, we're really on a big delay here, I think. All right, so we went over communion. Now, let me try to go back. I'm really failing y'all. Let me go back. There's a long delay. I'm so sorry. All right. So now we're here. Spiritual reasons or physical reasons? Can you choose another food? If you're going to choose another food and you're doing this for both spiritual and physical reasons, I would tune in to Coach Mode Meals. Go look at Coach Mode Meals. Go look at Coach Mode Meals. Pick out a Coach Mode meal that you would be willing to do every day, as many days as you can do it without stopping. And people often think we do these things for money. When we declare a challenge, it hurts our revenue. It doesn't help because people buy the stuff that they need and then they don't come back till the challenge is over because they're not eating as much. We're doing this for one reason and one reason alone, to help you. to help the body of Christ. Go to coach mode, find a coach mode meal. Then in the thread where we've been all talking about this on Facebook, you post the meal with a question mark that you're wanting to know if you can have it. So if it's coach mode grilled cheese, you plug that in and I'll come down through there and I'm not going to expound. Don't ask me to expound. I'll just put a Y or an N, a Y or an N, yes or no. And what that will mean is not to not do it if I say no, not to do it if I say yes. That is to say to you that I wouldn't, or yeah, I would probably do that. I can see me doing that. Yes or no. Don't ask me, will you still get the same results? Does that make sense? So if you go pick Wendy's chili as your meal you're going to do every day, don't ask me, will you get the same results? You need to pray about that. But if that's the one that you're choosing to declare your fast with, I'll go down through there and say, yeah, I think that's probably complete enough that you'll be okay. I don't want to see you say chicken breast, because if you just say chicken breast, I'm going to say no, because that's not going to be complete enough to get you through a week physically. But you can declare your own fast. Should you exercise? Up to you. Physical exercise profiteth the body little. Many of the people I've worked with over the years know that I know what I'm talking about here. Exercise can sculpt your body. It's not somebody who's trying to eat and lose weight's best friend. The Bible says that physical exercise profiteth little. I do it because I'm trying to sculpt a better physique. I don't have a great physique, but I've lost a lot of weight. What profited me was the nutritional part and becoming a non-glutton. You can continue to exercise, but note, you're going to be weak. I would suggest at times like that you look at the example that the Lord Jesus gave us when he went 40 days without eating, and the devil said, aren't you starving? If you're God, turn these stones into bread. He said, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I can tell you, I will be exercising, but there's going to be some days it really weakens me because I'm not having enough. You need to go into this with your eyes wide open. You better get those protein soups out and get them ready if you're going to exercise. If you're exercising, I've got somebody right now, and it's not you, Sister Sandy. I've got a new one that's lost a lot of weight, exercising, and the trainer's telling them, eat more. Look, here's the deal. Bonus time. You can exercise, eat more, and get stronger, and have more energy. You can exercise, eat less, be weak in the gym, and lose fat. You can't really do both. All right, next. Do I guarantee weight loss? This blew my box up. And I don't say that with it. Sometimes my tone, my wife is teaching me about my tone, that I could say the same thing with a different tone. I'm a fiery guy. I get fired up. And I don't mean any disrespect if my tone is strong. All right. I love hearing from everybody. I can't always get back to everybody, and I get discouraged when they feel like I don't care. But I love hearing from people and trying to figure out what's going on in their mind. A lot of people suggested that I made false promises yesterday. A lot of people suggested that they were concerned that I was being overzealous in how much weight one could lose. And maybe, I don't know. I'm going off of 15 years of experience. Nobody, I need y'all to tune back in because I'm probably beginning to weary you. But I need you to wake up on this one. Nobody will lose a pound every day. If you're measuring it every day, you will not notice a pound being gone every day. It's not going to happen. Now, can you lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Absolutely. It happens all the time. Happens all the time here. 70 pounds in 70 days. 80 in 80 days. Happens all the time. Don't tell me it can't be done. Happens all the time. Take your vitamin, drink your water, drink your fluid, eat your Wendy's chili two meals a day, have a protein soup at night, declare your fat. Yeah, it's going to happen. Not a pound every day. Not going to happen. But 30 pounds, it was the same thing, Brother Travis. No, it's not. Your weight is going to fluctuate. But in 30 days, you can look back and you'll see you've averaged that if you did everything you're supposed to do. Now, what if you lose a half a pound a day? Big whoop. That's still fantastic. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. New options in 7 days, but you'll still have to pick one. Here's the fast I declared for myself. On 4 day 8, I will pick another unpleasant food. Then I will have two foods. It might look like this for me. Week 1, the hemp. Week 2, say that it is pintos and miracle rice. So on week 2, my breakfast may look like 1/3 of a hemp bar and my lunch pintos and miracle rice with Tabasco, because that's a free spice, and then nothing after 4. And I'll do that for a week, straight week. On the 3rd week, and I used some Bible, I read about a 3-week fast one time. Daniel went 21 days. So I'm using some Bible for this. On the 3rd week, I'm going to add one more. So now I've got 3 unpleasant foods. It might look like this. I've got an egg white omelet, 1/3 of a hemp bar, and pintos, and I can pick any one of those 3 for my 2 meals. And then I finish 21 days. That don't mean I'm going to stop my fast. I may or may not stop my fast. But then I'm going to give all of you the same thing that I did when I, because I really feel like when I lost 44 pounds in 6 weeks, 16 years ago, I feel like it was because I was doing a fast without realizing I was doing a fast. But then I started adding variety. So after 21 days, some of you can continue on the fast, or I'm going to give you options that I would move to if I were you. And you can break your fast and then go into other things if you want to slowly and gravitate back toward a healthy relationship with food and a great lifestyle called Shibboleth. Hope that makes sense. Another thing that I'm going to do for those of you that make it 3 weeks, I'm going to give you this, and I think it will help some of you mentally. Every 6 days that you go, you're on this fast, I'm going to tell you to allow yourself one cheat meal at the end of the 3 weeks. So in other words, if you make it 21 days, you've earned 3 cheat meals. Without any guilt, without any regret, okay? And then I'm going to try to teach you to keep doing that, because some of you are just having too many cheat meals. You're not strict enough with yourself. Even when you're doing Shibboleth, your perfect days aren't truly perfect. I'm going to teach you how to have perfect, strict days through this fast. Then the meals will become interchangeable. Because you could take, hey, you're tired of the hemp bar in 5 weeks from now, then swap it out with some chili. Swap it out with the spaghetti casserole, taco soup. Do you see what we're going to do? This fast is going to allow you to get control of your flesh and earn cheat meals so that you're allowed to have a cheat meal, but once you have it, it's gone, gone. So in other words, you've had 21 straight days, that's three cheat meals. You've had 24 straight days, then you got four cheat meals. But never allow yourself more than six cheat meals to build up. Never. You only can build up a max of six cheat meals. I live like this. It will help you guys so much. Okay. Now I want to go back over to the live stream here, and I want to know if you've got any questions. How does this go with the Jordan 7? I think, Jody, for you, I think it's ideal. This is Jordan 7, except for it's not necessarily clean eating. My hemp plan for the first week would be clean. If I had to have a soup, it wouldn't be clean. This will work on the WOW boot camp. If you decided to do the boot camp, you shouldn't stop. If you're doing the Jordan 7, you shouldn't stop. Think about all the options that you have on Jordan 7 that you could declare a fast with that's clean. So you could still do the fast, or you could just do Jordan 7 and have the clean variety and not declare a fast. If you declare a fast, just pick your option from the boot camp or from the Jordan Clean Eating Project. Does that make sense, Jody? It would work the same way. If you wanted to declare a fast, you would just go with a clean food for that duration. Anyone else? Any other questions or comments? Anybody at all? I'm here with you as long as you need me. I'm going to do the play-by-play. I'm going to record it, because what we're going to do is put all, because you know what's going to happen 4 months from now, somebody will say, can we do another one of those fast? And I may not feel like declaring one for myself, so I may say, yeah, go and watch the videos back from when we did the fast. So I'm going to give you the play-by-play of what I'm doing. And for those of you that are just into this for weight loss, I'm going to even show you the weight I'm losing. I can promise you that's going to be a side benefit for me. I've got requests I'm making known unto the Lord, and I need to increase my faith, so because I'm asking God to do some things for me, and deep down I don't believe He'll do them. Y'all follow me? I'm just being human with you. So how do I increase my faith? By prayer and fasting. Because whatever I ask for that's a part of His will, and I don't waver, it's going to be done. Now, it may be that I change my request because my requests right now are filtered by my flesh and I come up with more pure requests. But you know what I'm saying. Declare the fast, increase your faith, ask God for some things during this fast, and share the miracles that take place. Look for them. He's doing things for you now. You just may not be looking for them. Yes, please take vitamins and supplements. I'll be taking Zero Drag, Vitamins Plus Pro, and probiotics, and Greens First. I'll be doing things like that. You can take whatever you've been taking that makes you feel good. Can you go over what we need to do to sign up? Let me show you. I'm going to switch back to my screen and show you. If you want to try to make requests, okay? Let me show you my computer screen. Bear with me, please. I think you've got it now. I think y'all've got my computer screen. So let me go into my dummy account here. I don't want you to see all of my shirtless pictures where I've got before pictures. So I'm going to, I don't want to accidentally log in there, so I'm going to log in. Dummy account here. Okay, I'm logged in and I'm looking at the dashboard. I'm going to go to resources and I'm going to go to phase three and I'm going to go to coach mode. This isn't all of the coach mode meals. It's the last ones we've recorded. Amen, Sandy. Amen. Go down through here, and these are meals that you can trust. I need to take out the complete cookie if it's in there still. But here's a list that I might go for. You know, I'd have to scrutinize each one, but you pick one out. Then once you pick one out, let's say this. Let me pick out one. I pick out tuna patties. All right, I want to eat tuna patties. So now I'm going to go to Facebook. We're going to do this in an efficient manner. Shibboleth. I'm using a lot of bandwidth right now, so it's kind of slow. So I'm in Shibboleth. Let me get out of all these chats. Yeah, now here we are. I have a question for you. Here's that thread. And I'm going to go down here under comments, and I'm going to say tuna patties. Let me put sample tuna patties, and then put a question mark. And then what I'll come down here and do is hit reply, yes or no. Okay. So that way, you know, you could do it anyway. Remember, this is your fast too. You could decide that's what you feel led to do and do it anyway. But I'm going to tell you from the standpoint of, hey, would I do that if I needed to sustain myself? And I might say no for chicken breast. And if you come back, say chicken breast with hemp flakes on it, I would say yes. So you come up with it, and I'll, as fast as I can, I'll yes or no. I will not expand just for time's sake, though. I like believing that for every sacrifice I make where food is concerned, that someone out there that is hungry is receiving nourishment. Amen. It is something I pray for when I fast. Amen. That's so hard. That's a good. I love that comment. Gene says, this reminds me of the scripture that says it is not what goes into a man, but what comes out of the man's heart. Right. It's not what goes in us that defiles us. It's what comes out of us. That's not a quote, but in my own words, I was irritated with myself last night for choosing to blow it and sit down to read the word. God spoke to me about this very thing. Get your relationship right. Put my word in your heart and the rest will fall in place. Amen. We have a spirit. We're spiritually depraved, or we would not be overweight. Some people that offends. If you've got 10 pounds to lose, I'm not saying you're spiritually depraved. I'm saying if you're 30 pounds or more overweight and you continue to kill your own. Have y'all read about the man, the lunatic? The Bible says, listen, not trying to hurt you. The lunatic that oft cast himself into the fire. Truth hurts. The truth hurts. If you're overweight, significantly overweight, and continue to turn to food, you're a lunatic. It's what the Bible's telling you. You keep. How did every lunatic in the Bible become healed? The Word, Jesus. The touch of Jesus, the Word of Jesus. You want to fix this? And hey, don't give me this stuff about, well, you have to be passive, and you can't, if you love Jesus, it's all about love. Jesus had some righteous indignation, some righteous anger from time to time. Sometimes you got to get mad at the devil. If you wanted to do that, I'm not going to do that. If you wanted to do that, you could. I would say yes to that if you wanted to put a little peanut butter over it. But that's on you. You pray about that. Amen. He hears from the heart, not the babble of the mouth. Amen. I want you to be healed. I do not want people, if you've signed up for this program, here's the way we look at it. If you signed up for this program, became a member, we don't see you as a number. We see you as somebody that's seen value in us and loved us enough to come here and to travel with us. We want to help you. And I will be so tenderhearted towards you until I realize it's not working. Then I'll try the other approach. And when I realize that's not working, I'll withdraw myself from you until you come back with the right attitude. That's not arrogance. That's experience. I want to help you. I want to help you. I do not want to patronize you, pander to you, just to keep you coming back. I don't want to do that. I want to help you. Yes, you can. You can take your supplements. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for putting that with me. Anybody else? Any other questions or comments? I got one more thing for you before we go. I'm going to do some revising to this chart. For me, it's a good start. Make sure y'all all see this chart here. I highly recommend that you do this. This is my awakening chart. Got a place for our name, the food selected. I mean, in other words, so that you don't rationalize or justify changing once you get into the fast, write down the foods that you are committing to having and don't have anything else. Put down the date that you begin, the date that you've declared it. I usually declare them on Monday. I'm going to do it today. I did it yesterday. I'm going to say today's my start date, because at some point I got to get through a weekend anyway and give up my liberty. So it might as well be this weekend. If I'm doing it for God, it ain't for Travis anyway, right? So I'm starting today. And then the date that the streak ended, please listen. So if I put the date down the 10th and I make it until the 17th, I made it 7 days. But here's what I love about that. I'm going to write down in my calendar how much I lose or gain every day. But what I love about that, the next time you declare a fast, you might go, instead of 3 days, you might go 5. What you'll watch happen is that you become a stronger person. And you've got a mark next time. If you make it only 1 day, celebrate that. And then the next time you try to do it, try to beat that. Try to become a more disciplined and stronger person with more willpower. This is a great way to do that. Does that make sense? Cindy's declaring that she is healed. Tell the truth. That's awesome. My healing. Love it. Jehovah Rapha, the great healer. Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. He's just everything. He's the everlasting Father, the wonderful counselor. He's either real in your life or he's not. Talk to Jesus when you're struggling. He's able to be touched by the feelings of your infirmities. Anybody else? All right. If nobody else, I'm going to go write my boot camp letter. We still got a boot camp going on. We ain't stopping nothing. We're going to go work on Jordan 7, Miracles and Parables, work on more clean foods for them, and we've declared a fast. I'm going to go heat me up a 1/3 of a hemp bar. Watch that chocolate melt. Thank you for seeing value in what we do. We see value in you. We love you. Please spread the word. Please share our videos on the public page. We need your help. We need it. I'm asking God to, part of my prayer request, I hope y'all feel the power, because as I fast and pray and get weak and he becomes strong, I'm going to pray mightily that he put a desire in your heart to help us. We need help. We need your help. Looking forward to the full moon party, and I'm not a witch. All right. Full moon party coming up. All kind of great stuff. Going to keep it fun, keep it interesting, okay? I missed some off-topic questions. What were they? Anybody help me out there? So I can't scroll real well on this other thing I'm looking at. I'm out of mouses. Got two and neither one operated. Loose skin. That's an age-old question. If you've got a lot of weight to lose, you're going to have loose skin. Your assessment, you're correct, will be off some, but it will be consistent. As far as loose skin, the truth of the matter is there's only one way to remedy that if it's really bad and you can't live with it. You'll be healthier losing the weight, but you'll have to have it surgically removed or give yourself time. I suggest maintaining, losing all of your weight, then maintaining a proper lifestyle for 18 months while strength training will allow you in 18 months to determine whether you need some cosmetic surgery or not. The best thing to do for loose skin is body brushing, draining the lymph system, body brushing, drinking lots of distilled or alkaline water, coconut oil, exercise. Those are the best things to help with loose skin during and after you've reached your goal. If just trying to, it's really difficult without hydrostatic water weighing to get an accurate measure on somebody that's got a lot of loose skin, but it's okay to go in and get the measurement, because even though you know it's off, it's still going to be consistent. You'll be able to see if you're losing fat or muscle or whatnot, but very difficult. You'd have to go get a hydrostatic water weighing body fat composition test. Amen. Absolutely, Renee. Strength training, very much so. Exercise, coconut oil, body brushing. I don't know. I haven't checked on those for a long time. They used to be very expensive. Well, a cynic knows the price of everything, the value of nothing. I don't know much about the ones that make it. I'll let you, if it is alkaline water, it's better for you. Three brands that I like, really more than three, but our brand is properly pH balanced. A product called Real Water, Cha Water, Fiji Water, properly pH. Those are good waters. Anybody else? I love you guys so much. I think for those of us declaring a spiritual fast, I'd rather hear you pray than myself pray. But since I can't hear your voice, let's close out in a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, God, as humble as we've ever learned how, thanking you, Lord, for this day of life, thanking you, Lord, for your blessings. Father, we thank you for this group that's assembled here that has a desire for something, a desire for more, a desire for an abundant life, a desire to do our best for you, God, for not only ourselves, but our brothers and sisters, your glory, your body, the body of Christ, Father. We come here today ready to put away excuses. We know from what the Word says, God, that we are inexcusable. We're inexcusable because those of us that are born again believers and has acknowledged the power of God in our life, Father, we know the power of Thy Holy Spirit. So we're inexcusable. If we decrease, You can increase. We struggle and we fail because we've got the reins. We need to give the reins over to You and let You live through us. And when we feel, God, our selves growing weak, our flesh beginning to want to make provision for itself, we need only to submit to You, God, and then the devil will flee us, Father, and we can get back on the right path. Father, we've declared that some of us have declared that we're going to fast for You and unto You. We've tried to do this for ourselves and unto ourselves, and we've not been successful. So now we turn to You, God, one that is able to be touched by the feelings of our weaknesses and infirmities. You know what each one of us is going through in our personal lives right now, dear God. And therefore, Father, only You would be able to empathize with us. But God, though I know that You're an empathizing God, I do not believe that You are a sympathetic God. I do not believe You sympathize. I believe You empathize. You know where we're at, but yet we hear You call to our heart that we need to rise up, that we need to come forward, that we need to put effort in. We're not a bunch of babies, God. The people that have gathered here together today are adults. We are men and women. We are conquerors, more than conquerors. And it's time that we stop acting like children. It is time that we put away childish thoughts, childish activities. We pull up our big boy and big girl pants and do that we need to do. Go on and pay the price. Sacrifice. Get this done and get our lives back in balance. We know that we can't do it without You and without Your help. Before we take all of this too seriously, God, we're reminded that there are people suffering all over this planet, that it's not all about us. It's about people. It's about understanding that we're all, no matter where we're from, what culture we're a part of, we're all of the same body. And Father, there's people out there hungry. There's people out there without clothing. There's people out there in the prison, both justly and unjustly. There's people that are orphans. There's widows. There's people with Alzheimer's. There's people with cancer. Father, there's people that are hurting. So God, though we come to You today to ask You to help us and strengthen us, so much more do we ask You to help those that are in real need today. Father, we ask You to help those, be with those, comfort those that are going through circumstances that are not their own fault. What we go through here today and are discussing today, Father, is self-imposed pain. We don't have to live like this, and we choose not to moving forward. God, remember our homes, remember our spouses, remember our children, remember those that it's our duty to pray for and to be good to, and help us to do so, Father. We love You. All the things that are going unspoken right now, we ask that You'd remember those things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, we'll bless the name of the Lord with our actions, our thoughts, and our deeds as best we can in our own weak way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to go write emails, get ready for appointments, do what I love to do. I'm so excited for you guys. Talk to you again really, really soon.